Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you.
Today's special guest is Molly Morris. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Gary.
So Molly is our managing editor here at the News Tribune, but she also serves as her magazine's editor. So Molly actually had a limited role on this edition of her magazine. Molly, you want to explain why?
Sure. I'm very excited to explain that I had a baby girl a few months ago, so I was getting back from maternity leave right as the design part of this magazine was coming into play. So I did as much as I could to prepare the content for the magazine before my little girl was born, but Samantha Pogue, who her readers might remember as a past editor, graciously stepped in to cover for me while I was gone. So Samantha did a lot of work with reporters and photographers to gather all the content, and then passed it over to me for the design, which worked out really well. So thank you a million times to Samantha for all her help. So this is our September-October issue, and October is known as National Women in Business Month. So we wanted to highlight some of the many wonderful women in the community and the roles that they play in the business world. But when I say business, I don't so much mean dollars and cents as just a vital role in the community through their professions. We highlighted some female first responders who are doing awesome things every day, putting their lives on the line to help everyone else stay safe. That's actually our cover story. Another fun story is from India Garish, who just recently left the News Tribune, but she's worked for her for a while. It's about the Break Group, which is the name of this group of women who in the 1970s, 80s, thereabouts, worked for a state agency. And they just started meeting on their lunch break, and they became kind of a sisterhood of sorts. And at first it started in the cafeteria just as a way to kill time and chat over lunch, and then they became part of each other's lives and attended weddings and prayed for each other through surgeries, and now most of them are retired, but they still get together pretty regularly, and it just shows that community atmosphere that can start from something as simple as eating lunch together. And we actually heard about that story through one Julie Smith, well-known photographer here at the News Tribune. She was friends with some of these women and shared the story with us. I think it made for a cute little piece in the magazine.
Yeah.
Another story featured in the magazine is about women in conservation, which is sometimes a role you don't often see women in. And luckily for us in Missouri, the head of the Missouri Department of Conservation is a woman for the first time, I believe, in their 80-year history. And the Missouri Stream team has a good deal of women who work behind the scenes to protect our state's waterways.
So I'm always struck with stories like this, how difficult it is when you're the unusual one in the room, right? You're the only female, you're the only teenager, you're the only grandparent or whatever. So when you're the only woman in the room, I would imagine there are some challenges that you face in a male-dominated profession. What drives these women to do that?
I think part of it is a love for what they do, but another big part of it is they want to be role models for the next generation of young women and show them that it's possible for a woman to be a firefighter or a police officer. In Nicole's story, one part that struck me, especially as a new mom, was I think it was the firefighter talking about after she gave birth to her son a handful of years ago. She was stationed at a base that only had one restroom and how that was a little bit awkward for her, and it led to some maybe awkward conversations that proved to be beneficial to everyone and led to a deeper understanding of what everyone needs to feel comfortable and secure on a job, especially one where you're essentially living with your coworkers for 48 hours on a time. She had to talk to them about finding a place for her to pump breast milk for her child, and that was just kind of an eye-opening thing that's something you have to fight for, and she did it, and it paved the way for the next generation of women in those sorts of roles.
You know, I think it's one of those things where that's what I really appreciate about these stories. It'd be very easy for you to feel like you're the only one experiencing it,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's something that happens across multiple professions, multiple circumstances, and so the vulnerability, the willingness of these women to share the story for people of their own generation or even for upcoming generations, I think it's just incredibly powerful.
Right.
So how do you come upon these ideas for this section? I mean, for most folks, they pick up it, they certainly enjoy the great stories, the beautiful design, but I think it might be nice to just step back and how do you determine who writes the stories, what the stories are about?
It's a lengthy process that starts in my head often. This theme came about because of some actually reader emails I received. I received a long time ago an email about how the Jefferson City Fire Department has several women firefighters. And then I also had information about the stream team that's comprised with a lot of women. So I kind of put those two ideas in my head and thought of this women in business idea. From there, it's a lot of just talking to people in the community, finding people that maybe fit into those categories, or coming up with other stories that are also about a similar concept.
You know, it strikes me that sometimes it would be easy, like when you have specific firefighters in mind, but then I would think it gets to be a bit of a challenge identifying these, because it's not as if they are readily apparent. So probably a lot of networking is involved to come up with these names.
Oh, definitely. Reaching out, I know, to fire department and talking to people who might make good sources for the stories or other sources. I think that's how we handled finding a female police officer, Nicole Hillen, who freelanced this piece for this magazine. She has some connections. She was a past City Hall reporter for the News Tribune. So she probably reached out to people she knows at the fire department and the police department to help find these sources. So it's a lot of just continual conversations, and we love for the community to reach out to us as well. It's always nice to know what people want to read about and who they want to read from. The more conversations, the better.
Yeah, well, I'm sure probably Shelby Cardell, who did the story on the stream team, the conservation staff worker, that it was similar type setup. She works for, has worked in the past in that field, and it was a very natural connection for her.
Right.
So how does one get a copy of this issue of her?
Stop by the News Tribune office downtown and pick up a free copy. And we're working on expanding our delivery around the community, so you can find it hopefully soon at other places around town. And it's also always on our website. It's newstribune.com/her.
Okay. So the magazine's free.
Yes, it is.
It's free pickup. So yeah, look for sites around town. You'll see it. Certainly stop by the office. You can pick one up here. So Molly, we've got this one on the streets. And so obviously now we've already started on the thinking about the next one. So give us a tease as to what's coming up.
Yeah, we're still kind of nailing down the exact story ideas, but the theme for our November-December issue is kind of a retro throwback theme. So I'm thinking things, vintage cars, maybe retro fashion trends that are coming back into style, or even the idea of baking bread from scratch, something people kind of stopped doing for a long time, and then it's kind of come back into fashion with the pandemic and people having all this extra time on their hands. So we're still figuring out all the details, but we always love story ideas or even ideas for sources for some of those. So if any of that kind of struck a chord with you, you're always welcome to reach out to me. My email is molly@newstribune.com.
All right. So, and this issue would be coming out in?
Around mid-November.
Okay. Well, grab your copy of Her, and we hope you enjoy it. Send your feedback, your ideas. We would love to hear them. Molly, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.